Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Nicole, producer of the Star and Crescent Report radio show. Minister Rashid wanted to replay the show Our Exodus, The True Meaning of Separation by Messenger Muhammad today as a follow-up to his previous show. It is much needed, and we need to listen and be enlightened. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
You are now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You are tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that could be granted to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites. Be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all, As-salamu alaykum. And our show today is called Our Exodus, The True Meaning of Separation by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. Isn't that something? The reason I say the true message, and I want to also say this, I'm getting a lot of feedback in my off of my microphone and off of my earphones. I'm getting a lot of feedback, but I'm going to play through the pain. All right? I want all of you to listen because this is a timeless show. And we need to go into this. We need to delve into this because a lot of us have not received what we should have received when studying the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And some believe that because you may have more time in the nation that you understand more. And this is not the case, you know. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I think in the Theology of Time, he talks about that. I think it's on, if I'm not mistaken, page 243 or 244. I believe it's 244 it is. But he talked about how sometimes we get impatient before we learn what we should. A lot of you had become impatient with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because you never understood his writings. You never really understood the depths of what he was saying. You never really understood that. You loved he spoke to black power and black assertiveness and black independence. You loved that. You love that he talked about a land of our own, under our own rulership. You love that. You love when he talked about the removal of the white man and the qualifications of the black man to be the Lord and master of everything in the universe. You love that. But you did not get the underlining message to what he was saying. Therefore, when you read something, you take it to heart instead of looking at it in its totality. We have become a nation of excerpters. We take excerpts because we are a YouTube nation today. And whoever gets the better zine, whoever gets the better line, becomes the most popular for everybody to follow, for everybody to listen to. Instead of listening to things in its totality, there are dots in the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And once you connect these dots, you get a picture of the underlying meaning of what Messenger Muhammad teaches us. So as he says in one of his lectures, falsehood comes in the absence of truth, like darkness reign over us last night. Now today, we have spiritual light, and we are going to let the spiritual light shine. And if you have any strength or power in your darkness, let's see which one will stand or which one will go. I put that out to the believers and those who are bystanders listening. We must put these things out there, and they must be able to withstand the barbs of scrutiny. And Muhammad tells us, he says this right here, he says, we are supposed to honor truth regardless to whom or what. But you have some people, they miss the point under the messenger. They miss the underlying meaning. And when you go into it and you show them, beyond a shadow of a doubt about their logic being, you know, not able to stand the test of time, or their logic being flawed. You have a lot of them, they'll do just like the Christians do. They'll revert to that corner and say, well, I'm going to believe this. That is not a Muslim. That is not a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Wisdom and truth reigns and prevails over ignorance and falsehood. So the name of the show is called Our Exodus, because it is time to exit America. And we want to know the true meaning of separation by Messenger Muhammad. Some of you would like for Muhammad's time 40 years ago to forever be. But if that's to happen, the judgment must be postponed. If that is to happen, God's will must be null and void. We are now in motion towards an exodus. Just like there was a slave period, there's an exit period after 400 years. Right? After 400 years, that nation whom thou hast served will I judge. Didn't he say that? Well, what? We see the judgment. We see the signs of the judgment everywhere. What happens when God does the judging according to Genesis, according to Leviticus, according to Deuteronomy, according to Numbers? What happens after that? There's an exodus, a great exodus of the people. The people are not allowed to stay in the land of Egypt. God takes them out of Egypt and gives them a land of milk and honey. Right? Oh, black man. Let's go to the Bible. We got a lot of clips. I'm going to tell you right now, black man and black woman, we have a lot of clips. And these clips are the messenger. And so we may not get out of here in 1 hour. We may go over. So if we go over, don't think hard of me for trying to bring you the divine wisdom, the divine truth, in its proper context so that it cannot be disputed and it must be looked at, and they must call it ace of ace and a spade of spade. Well, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not going to follow that. I'll just keep doing this. And when you willfully ignore God's instructions, regardless of how much you say, I follow the messenger, regardless of how much you say, I'm a Muslim trying to be upright, you have condemned yourself, according to Messenger Muhammad's teachings, to being an opponent of God and must be eliminated. This is what the messenger said. I was studying this all night. I'm going to go to the Bible in just a minute, but let me share something with you. This is a personal moment last night, and I shared it on Facebook. So I wake up. It's about 2-something in the morning. And so I said me an extra prayer. I always do. And then I just picked up the Holy Quran. I reached over on my nightstand, picked up the Holy Quran, and started studying it a little bit. Then I had been studying all night long the messenger's books. And so I noticed my body shivering as I started back looking at the messenger's book. This is real. And I said to just mumbling and whispering in a whispering tone, that man Elijah Muhammad, that's the man for me. My whole life I searched for truth. I searched for a leader. I searched for God. And I found God in that man. Is he the God? No. But he is an example of the God, because God shaped and molded and fashioned him himself. And before I knew it, I found myself crying and trembling. I couldn't stop shaking. And I continued to teach, continue to study, continue to read this stuff. And before you know it, shaking and trembling and moving and I couldn't pick the books up no more, and I stayed in a state of prayer. This is real. This is true. And so I had to post this on Facebook because I want people to know that sometimes, even when you don't realize something, Allah has a plan and a purpose for you, and He'll make manifest to you a lot of things that lie dormant. I wanted to share that personal moment with you as we go to our exodus, the true meaning of separation, black man and black woman. So what I'm going to do right here, instead of me going to the Bible real quick, I'm going to play the first clip, and you can get these things. I wanted to download some more stuff from the judgment and all the clips from all of these lectures by the messenger, which talked on separation and its true meaning. But Blog Talk was blocking it. But I was able to cut up the entire lecture of Irv Kupchick's interview. This is a lecture. Anything the messenger speaks at is a lecture, regardless if it's an interview. And I want you to listen. I might play it again after I play it because it's short. I want you to listen to what is being said about the purpose and aims. I want you to listen to what is being said about what we are supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be doing it. Listen to these things, because all of these things come up in the Exodus. So we will learn the true meaning of separation by Elijah Muhammad, and not what we believe separation is, not what we believe he's talking about, but what he is actually meaning behind separation or death, and how we go about separating. Because if you do not put in place the method that he is teaching us, then you lose the underlining point of the message. The method is just as important as the message, right? All praise is due to Allah. I want you to listen closely to this black man and black woman.
He has written a book called The Message to the Black Man in America, which will soon be published. And we have used this book to base a number of our questions to Mr. Muhammad. Mr. Muhammad, in this book you make a number of stipulations of which we would like to press you on in the course of this session today. One, you call for the separation of the Negro into a separate state, either in this United States or made possible by the United States. Two, you say that war between the whites and the blacks is inevitable.
Yes. I'm very glad to answer these questions, Mr. Cupp, to you and to the world. They are most essential that we should give the world the answer to such questions. I have been preaching and teaching the answers to these questions for many years. I give thanks first, Mr. Cupp, to God, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad around 34 years ago now to me. And all that I have and been teaching, it is from him. And it is very easy for us to recognize the visit of this mighty one according to the time. If we have the knowledge of the time that we are living in, we can accept and respect this mighty visitor in this part of the world to fulfill that which was written of him, that he will come. And now he has come, and he has given out his purpose and his aims, as it also is written in the Bible and Quran. And therefore, I have nothing of myself in this answer. It is all from him.
From him, you mean the messenger of Allah?
No, not the messenger of Allah. I am the messenger of Allah. I mean from Allah himself, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad,
who preceded you as the head of the Muslims.
Well, he was actually the beginner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And I'm taught by him. This separation we begin with, it is absolutely necessary. We have lived for here in America for the last 400 years and have served our slave masters well before these past 100 years.
Now stop right there. Why did I play that part? Because I want to give you, now when I play the other part, see, I have to put the things in the context. I don't like taking things out of context. So I play the intro to this lecture, and the first thing that he describes to us is the purpose and aims. And along as I play these clips later on, he'll bring that back up as being the main theme of the separation, the purpose and aims. And he goes back to what the Muslims want and what the Muslims believe and how the white man is obligated to give us land. Not just land, but he is obligated to build all the buildings, furnish the money and supplies and everything we need for the next 20 to 25 years. Either you believe it or you don't. Because this is what the messenger says. And this is the separation that he's talking about. Let's go to, where's the Bible? Brothers and sisters, y'all have to be patient with me today. I have my beat up Bible, the one that, that's in different sections. Because I can't find my whole Bible. But let's go to Deuteronomy, okay? Let's go to Deuteronomy real quick. I believe it's chapter 11, let's see. In Deuteronomy, and see, today you need more of a teaching than much more of a teaching than a preaching. So since we are spiritual people, I'm going to try to preach to you while you get a spiritual feast and that you can eat as I teach. Listen, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. This is what the Honorable Elijah, I mean, this is what the Bible tells us about what to look for in the coming Exodus. It says, therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children which have not known and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand and his stretched out arm and his miracles and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh the king of Egypt and unto all his land and what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day, and what he did unto you in the wilderness until you came into this place. Stop right there. It's more for me to read, but stop right there. First of all, he tells us here, if you'll listen closely, I know it's kind of tedious and stuff, but pay close attention, because we have this stuff right before us, right? And the messenger says that this stuff in the Bible was not just put there to look at. It was put there for you to ponder over, read, and study, right? So he talked. So this man, this God, is talking to the people, not to my generation at this time. He's talking to the generation before, the ones who were right next to the messenger, right next to the Moses of today, who had witnessed the miracles that were done with Moses by God, who had built up land and built up farmland and built up the businesses and built up all these things. You know, all of these things were to show them and give them a glimpse of what was awaiting us in the promised land. Right? Are you listening? But God says to them, he said, I'm not talking to your children. Right? Moses is saying, look, God is not talking to your children. He's talking to you who witnessed these things. And the same ones who witnessed walked away from it. Listen, this is no knock to our older brothers and sisters, because they are people who paved the way. But when we're dealing with this, we cannot leave out certain parts of history or certain parts of theology, because it might make one portion of our population uncomfortable. We have to give it in its totality, lest we be found altering the word of God. All right? Muhammad says, right here he says, and what he did unto you in the wilderness. So now he's talking about a wilderness. You had to sojourn. The people sojourned for them 40 years, 40 days, right? 40 nights. The 40 years. Listen, let's go closer. Let's go further. Time is running down so quick, so I told you I don't think we're going to get done with this in an hour, but bear with me. It's tedious and hard, but listen. He says, and what he did unto Dathan and Abiram and the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore ye shall keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and in good and go in and possess the land whither ye go to possess it. Stop right there. He continues to use the word go. Go is a verb. It's action. It's movement. It's motion from one place to another, right? To go riding your bike, you have to make an effort to get on it and paddle it, right? You're in motion from one place to the next. He says, and go in and possess the land. So evidently they was out waiting to go into something to possess it. He goes and says this, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. You listen, listen closely. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it, it is not the land of Egypt. You understand? Did you hear? Let me read that again to you, okay? All right? Because I think this is a very important point. This is Moses talking. This is God talking through his ambassador, Moses, to the people who had witnessed all of the miracles that Elijah Muhammad had done. And listen to what he says. And I know what I said when I said that Elijah Muhammad has done. Listen to what he says. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence you came out, where thou sowedest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. Stop right there. So now, something is being given to you, right? Something is being given to you, meaning something is being conveyed to your ownership. Why? Through a promise that God had made to his servants, Abraham and Moses, and all of the prophets in between and thereafter. Right? So you are being conveyed something, but not where you are. There must be a movement away from the land of Egypt. Are you listening? According to what the Bible teaches us. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that study the life in the Bible of Moses, Pharaoh, and ancient Egypt, because it is an example of what we must go through. This is what he says. Now, either Elijah Muhammad is wrong and you right, or you wrong and he right. Right? I want you to listen. Now, because it's very important. I know some of you, I know what that nigga know. Well, you hadn't been saying it. So somebody has to say this, and somebody has to give it to the people raw and uncut, the plain truth. You don't hear them talking about this because most of them don't understand this, as I continue to tell. But it's right here in the book. Now, listen to what it says right here. It's beautiful. Well, God says right here, and it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thine soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from hence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. and the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will go, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. Stop right there for a minute. Now, all while we read through Deuteronomy, there's a conveyance being promised to the people. If you do such and so, expect this and that. Throughout this, these books, go read them. God is giving out a contract that is spiritually, legally, and divinely binding on all of those who hear the word. If thou love the God with all thy might, all thy soul, all thy heart, and not shall run after another God, if thou keep my statutes and my commandments, if thou do this, if thou do that, then I will do this and this for you. That's a contract. That's an agreement. Right? All throughout these books, these first five books, God is writing a contract with the people. And he is going to be, it's binding on him to fulfill the contract, to bring us out of the land of Egypt. I don't think you understand this stuff. You got to be brought out of Egypt, just like Moses and the slaves, or the Israelis, or whatever you want to call them, the Israelites, were brought out of ancient Egypt. Where's the fall of America real quick? Let's go to fall of America real quick before I play another clip. I believe it's on 232. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says here. The most dreadful divine judgments that have ever been witnessed by man are now coming on America. America is the divine target because she could have bettered herself in the divine eyes of Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever. But America did not and will not better herself, as it is written and prophesied concerning ancient Babylon and Egypt. You hear this? So Muhammad likens America's history to that of Babylon, and more so to that of ancient Egypt under the rule of Pharaoh. And we must look at what took place under the rule of Pharaoh to get an understanding of what is to take place today in our exodus. We are learning today the true meaning of separation by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. All right? He says, but America did not and will not better herself, as it is written and prophesied concerning ancient Babylon and Egypt. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Bible, Jeremiah 51:9. Because she was not willing to do justice by her captive Jews from Jerusalem. Isn't that what America is today? You can get shot down in the street, have it on audio or video, have a million witnesses. And if you are black, it goes for nothing. She has not been and still not as willing to give you full justice under her own laws. How can the slave master ever elevate his former slave to the position of equality? This cannot be done and has not been done. Muhammad goes further and says, so as it was, listen to this. Listen to this sentence, how he writes this. Therefore, you get a meaning of what he's going at with this. All of this is part of the separation. He says, so it was with Pharaoh when Allah Jehovah went after Egypt. Bible, guess what chapter he's telling us? Exodus. So it was with Pharaoh when Allah Jehovah went after Egypt. Bible, Exodus. Pharaoh refused to give justice to Israel and made war against Allah Jehovah and his prophet, Moses, to prevent Israel from going free of Pharaoh's enslavement of them. This is the point we're trying to get to you. This devil will never allow you to separate next to him like this and be under your own free will in his territory. We must have our own borders, recognized borders, where we write the laws and we patrol the borders and we do what is divinely given to us to do out from under the hand and rulership of our oppressors and opponents. Welcome to our Exodus, the true meaning of separation by Messenger Muhammad. So, brothers and sisters, as we read this, we cannot help but get an understanding of the underlining dots. If we flip to 2:13, the messenger says this right here. Let it be remembered, because some of y'all have forgotten it, and some of you continue to forget. But Muhammad gives you a reminder. Let it be remembered that Allah came forth for the redemption to deliver the American black people from their tormentors. Whether we like it or not, he, not we, not they, not them, not us, but he will do this. This is the work of Allah, which is in effect. You can't see it because you see our people slaughtered. You see all the laws that the devil done passed. You see him cutting off this and cutting off that. You get impatient with the God because you are not soundly rooted in divine wisdom. Muhammad goes further and says, let America use the history of the fall and destruction of ancient Egypt and her pharaohs. Let their histories, not anybody else's histories, listen to this good. He gives us the example of what we should look at. Let their histories serve as a warning. They were all brought to naught for their evil done to a people whom Allah has chosen for an example of these last days, the lost found black slaves and their slave masters. Isn't that something? Muhammad lays it out there. Tells us what we should look at, what we should expect, what the devil would do to try to oppose it, and who God has chosen and who he must redeem at this moment in time. So we're looking at something called the Exodus. Now we go into the eclipse of the messenger. I'm trying to get all this in because I don't want to leave nothing behind, because there's so many people who don't really understand it, and it's... I know I've been on that side. And up until a few years ago, I was still on that side. But it hit me one night, late at night, and I said, whoa. And I had to open up all of the books. I said, no, did I get it wrong? So I went back and I studied and I started making footnotes. And I went back and rediscovered and reread the history of ancient Babylon and ancient Egypt under Pharaoh. Then I went and took some historical books and read these things because I wanted to make sure that if I taught this, this is exactly what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught. Not what I want, not what I think, because I wasn't anointed to be no messenger of God. I want you to know exactly what God wants to convey to us through his messenger. All right? You can't stroke my ego because I don't have one. I love my people, I love my God, and I love his messenger and the message that they have given to us. And here I am on the altar of life right now to try to give it to you, even in opposition by some of the brothers and sisters who don't really understand. And my heart goes out to them because they truly believe that they are on the right path, and they are missing so much more because they did not see the underlying meaning when the messenger was amongst them. They had been blinded. Listen closely to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. This is the second clip that we're going to play. We got a lot of clips to play, and maybe this will be an hour and a half show or a little over, okay? Stay with me. Try not to get dropped. Try not to answer your cell phones or your home phones, because sometimes Blog Talk will disconnect you. They can wait. They waited this long to call you. They can wait another hour, okay? This is too important and too serious for you to ignore. We're going to get the right meaning of separation by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this white man will ask in some of these clips some of what y'all talking about out there. Mr. Muhammad, are you going to buy land? Muhammad says, no. No. Well, y'all hear some of this stuff in some of the clips. Well, where you going to get some land at? Because you hear a lot of these brothers, but we're going to get some land over here in Arizona. We're going to get some over here in New York. We're going to get some over here in such and such. Muhammad says, no, that's not the right way to do it. And I keep telling the people this. Muhammad goes back to the purpose and aims throughout the interview, throughout the books. And this should give us a clear understanding of where we are. Listen closely. This is a one-minute clip, 1 minute, 30 seconds. Then we'll go to the third clip in just a second. But I want you to listen. And remember that I'm laying the base. I'm playing the clips. And this is from the same lecture These clips are from the same lecture that you've heard a million times but did not realize it. I know you're something. Well, I heard that lecture before, yeah, but you weren't able to grasp the underlying meaning of it. It is like you have read a book a million times. Somebody said, did you read such and such? Yeah, I read it 10 times. They say, did you get that part right here in the book? No, man, I read it that many times, and I didn't get it. It took someone else with a fresh eye and a fresh perspective and dedication to show you something. Right? Some of us are arrogant and don't want to hear whistle. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And they lied through the teeth. But I want you to pay close attention to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad here.
And now the time has arrived that we want something for ourselves. The natural spirit of God is moving in us and making us to think in such terms towards self and the doing for self. It's now getting into the very life of the black man in America. We want to go for self. We want to be ourselves. This is arousing us by God Himself. And to oppose it means nothing but death to either side. If we oppose it, it's death for us. If others oppose it, it's death to them.
But even your own people oppose it, Mr. Muhammad, if I may interject a thought here. Most of the civil rights leaders with whom I know you disagree, Dr. Martin Luther King, Whitney Young, and Roy Wilkins, and James Forman, and James Farmer, and any number of others, all believe in integration, getting along with the whites and moving into the same society.
This is all due to their lack of knowledge of the time and what should be done in such time. They don't know that this is their time, that they should be separated or they should go for themselves. This is what I'm trying to teach them. Teach them that this is the time that they should go for themselves.
See, and that's the problem with a lot of us. We are still trying to apply certain measures back then to today. We wanted to forever have a farm. We wanted in America. We want to forever have a transport plane. We want to forever have, but we are moving into something new. And it is almost as though when you go to school, when you your first day of school, you are jittery. And as you progress through school, when you get to a certain level and you know certain friends, you are scared to go on the next endeavor to a higher grade. And as you become the 12th grade or whatever they want to call it nowadays, and you're reaching the limits of what high school can bring you. You become jittery and nervous over something that lies over the near horizon. But once you get over there, you'll see that it was nothing to be fearful of. But if you oppose what God has laid out to you, Muhammad says to oppose the purpose and aims, it's nothing but death. I know a lot of, well, I'm doing all this, and I'm trying to do this in the messenger's name. If you do not do it in the manner which is prescribed by God through his messenger, then all of that other stuff that you have done is in vain. The Quran tells you that. The Bible tells you that. I studied all of them over this morning. And haven't been back to sleep. 2 o'clock, I've been up praying and reading and studying and making notes and stuff to make sure to checkmate myself if I'm wrong. So what I'm trying to tell you, black man and black woman, is that the method is as equally important as the message. If you get the message from the wrong person, the underlying meaning could be missed because they don't have that life spirit of divine in them, right? So if you're taught by a wrong way teacher, how can you ever expect to be right? Oh, black man and black woman. Let's go to the next clip, okay? We got the books laid out so I can grab them if I need them. And we got, excuse me, plenty of clips of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And as I said to you all, I'm going to let the messenger teach y'all. Now, after you hear this, after you hear the messenger teaching you, and after we read what the messenger is talking about, how can you still have it in your mind that your way is the right way? You're saying, I'm going to do this regardless. That means that you're saying, God, I don't care what you prescribe, even though I know it's the wrong way. I'm stuck in my ways, and I'm right, as we say sometimes. If you be right, then God is wrong. But if God is right, then you must be wrong. Now listen closely to what the messenger said. I'm connecting the dots. All right? Listen closely. This is 3 minutes. This is 3 minutes and some seconds. Pay close attention. He's talking about the time. And after that, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty on separation, okay? I want you to pay close attention.
But is it not, would you disagree that it is the ambition and the goal of most Negroes in this country to become Americans? In every meaning of that word, to participate in our society, to be responsible, legitimate, honest citizens? Isn't that the goal of the overwhelming number of Negroes in this country?
It may be their goal, Mr. Cup, because that they don't even know, as I just said, that this is the time that they should be going for self. And lack of knowledge of the time, the lack of knowledge of self. The American so-called Negro, especially the leading class, do not actually know themselves. Excuse my voice, as I'm a little, look like trying to be a little hoarse this morning. But however, I may clear it up later. America's so-called Negro, as you know, have been kept in the dark of the truth of self and kind for now 400 years, and the only one to break forth this truth, it is God himself, as it is written. In the Bible, Ezekiel, and prophesied by Jesus, that the dead must rise, mentally dead. So our so-called leadership is as dumb as those they are leading to this knowledge. Therefore, they hopes that they could have a place somewhere in the life of the white man of America and in his country and government. They seek that place. Not that they seek some portion of the country, earth here. They seek only recognition of the white man as being a citizen of America and being his equal. And this is the wrong thing to be seeking, since we now have served our prophetic term of slavery here in America, and now we have a taste of education of our slave masters and their children. We don't go now to the colleges and universities of the white man looking for degrees to go back to him then for a job to work, live with him, or some bread in the bread line.
Well, what is wrong with that ambition, Mr. Muhammad? It seems to be working out in growing numbers.
A subject, a servant all the time. He's not getting an equal place with his master by seeking a job. The only thing that he should seek now, since he admit that he's free, and he is free, he's not no more a servitor slave.
But
he's free.
The growing number of Negroes who have achieved prominence in all the fields of this country, economic, the social life, the arts, indicates that there is tremendous progress being made, and the growing middle class of the Negro is tremendous today with a tremendous purchasing power.
Yes, Mr. Cup, but the progress is only being made to the position or status of a more permanent servant, and not a servant that is equal with his master in owning such thing is a place on this earth that he can call his own like his master.
Now we're about to get really into the nitty-gritty, but I want to go to something that he said that may have gone over your head or something. In the middle, first part of this clip, he was talking about how people want to get certain pieces of land. This is what the messenger was talking about, right? And he's, 'cause they don't know the time. This is what he's telling them. Is that we want something permanent. We don't want any temporary borders. We don't want it. Look at the Palestinians and look how that has worked out for the last 60 years. Right? No permanent borders. And look how Israel bombs the hell out of them at will. Look how when Israel gets mad, she revokes the right for them to go get medical care. She stops paying the government, the Palestinian Authority, the taxes that they collected under the name of the Palestinian authorities. Israel does that because there have not been any established borders since Israel dominated and occupied Palestine as a whole. So we don't want nothing temporary. What we want is something permanent. Muhammad teaches us. Oh, don't get mad at me today, black man and black woman. Because everything that I'm saying, is, you see, it's in line with the messenger. And all of this is on one lecture. One lecture. This stuff is right there for the getting. And you act as though you cannot comprehend this. But let us see what Muhammad says. For all of you who's talking about buying this and doing this, you get ready to hear what the messenger says about how the white man must do this and that for us. He's obligated. The messenger says, we believe. Remember how I go back all the time when I'm talking to you, and I go back to what the Muslims want and what the Muslims believe, and how he says, we believe that they are obligated, right, to do this. Obligated is a contractual abiding or agreement or a burden that another party is on under for one party. You understand? Some of you said, well, we got to get this, and if we buy the land over here, well, in our temple at 1500 Martin Luther King Drive, when you walk in there, you'll see artwork all over the wall, all over the building, all of it. And these are not photocopies. These are not imitations. Every copy that you see on the wall, every picture that you see on the wall, is the actual hand-drawn sketch of the pictures that you see in the Muhammad Speaks News. These are from Eugene Majid and what the messenger. You still see the autographs on them. These are those pictures. And Muhammad put, we got one right above, right, if I'm standing on the rostrum facing the audience, a few pictures away from my right shoulder, you look up closely and you'll see one that the messenger says, the farm. See, some of you got it backwards. You want to get land and go do this and do that. Muhammad says, the farm is the first step, right? The farm. And that's why he implemented the farm, right? I hope you understand. But listen to what he says in these things, because we are at an exodus time. We're no longer under the 400 years of slavery. God has come in person. He has seeked us out and found us, and he is returning us to our own. Therefore, we must somehow exodus this place, because God said he's given us a land whereto that we may enter, which is not the same as the land that you came out of, Egypt. You heard me read it out the Bible, right? But Muhammad is going to say something to you, and I want you to pay close attention, but I want to ask all of you who are listening to me, especially the people who hold wholeheartedly to getting the money and going to purchase some land and getting your self on the land. I'm not discouraging you from buying farmland. I'm not discouraging you. We need our own neighborhoods somehow. And all of this stuff gets lost in translation no matter how many times I say this. We need our own businesses if we can get them. We need anything, land that we can put in our own community. But we must realize that this is not the separation. We can do these things, but this is not that separation that Elijah Muhammad was talking about. So some of you want to get together and raise funds and buy some land and call ourselves separate and independent. Well, that shows me that you have given up on God. Because if the messengers say we believe that they are obligated, right? Well, I believe what the messenger believes. And there's no way that I'm going to go in Walmart and buy a 55-inch television and come back 6 days later and pay them again for that television. Because we have a receipt, right? And the receipt of our 400 years obligates them. Because we've paid for it, as Muhammad says, in blood, sweat, and tears, and untold loss of lives, right? Our exodus, the true meaning of separation by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. Bear with me, black man and black woman, and don't get mad. Get happy because God came for you over everyone else. So I want you to pay close attention to what is asked to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen to this good. This is a 2-minute in 4-second clip, listen what is asked, and then listen to Messenger Elijah Muhammad's response. And when you hear this, all of what everybody else says should go out the window, okay? Because he's telling you what we believe. He's telling you how to go about getting the land, and he's telling you who's obligated to give it to us. And he's asked the question. Now, so listen closely.
Let me take you to another area, Mr. Muhammad. Our government is spending millions of dollars in various programs, mostly aimed at uplifting the Negro for better education, better job opportunity, a better share of this society. Now, isn't that a worthy commentary on the white man's role?
If the slave master gets rich and richer, he can do better by his servant, his slave. But the slave is now, as I said, stands at the crossroads. He can go for himself. And why not the master teach him how to go for himself and provide him with the necessary means to go for himself and not say, keep petting him around his door
with a
better suit of clothes?
Let's assume, Mr. Muhammad, that your separation policy comes into effect. You will ask the United States to give you a state large enough to take care of all the Negroes in this land. That would be about 1/5 of the territory.
Well, it's about 22 or more million of us.
And then you would ask the United States for 25 or 30 years, according to your book, The Message to the Black Man, to help operate this for 25 or 30 years.
Not 30.
25.
20 or 25.
And also to give you a land that's fertile and rich in minerals so that the Negro can
thrive
from the earth.
Yes, sir.
A justifiable living.
Yes, sir.
How would you bring an economic system? How would you get the people to start a new state?
How would we get them to start? I'm asking you to put a start.
You want the government to start the state for you, to build all the buildings and give you the education
you,
system, and give you the business.
We believe that you are obligated to start us off in such state according to your own civilization or set up for your own civilization. The means that you have to set your own race up as an independent race here today, not what you had 400 or 500 years ago, but what you have today.
You hear that? Yeah. Mama said, we believe that they're obligated to do all of this. This does not imply inaction, but this is to let you know the policy. Remember, Kupchak said, just suppose your policy of separation happens or goes into effect, right? How will you get your start? The message said, we're asking you for the start. How else are we going to get a start? But some of you Negroes think that you can do more than what the messenger. But listen what Kupchak said, policy. He said, let's just assume that your policy of separation goes into effect, or something to those words. According to Webster's Dictionary or dictionary.com, the word policy means a definite course of action adopted for the sake of expediency, facility, etc. A course of action adopted and pursued by a government, ruler, political party, etc. Action or procedure conforming to, or considered with reference to prudence and expediency. So, Muhammad's policy, what the Muslims want, what the Muslims believe, should go into effect. And the devil is obligated not only to give us the land, but everything that we need for the next 20 to 25 years. You need to go and re-examine your bylaws and your constitution, which is what the Muslims want and what the Muslims believe. Because some of you don't have no idea what he's talking about. And out here leading people astray and going crazy and stuff, telling them all what you think and what you believe. You didn't meet with the Lord of the world. But we go further. I want to play that clip again because it's so important. That's 2 minutes. I want you to listen closely to that. Then we're going to go to some more. All right? I got to replay this.
Let me take you to another area, Mr. Muhammad. Our government is spending millions of dollars in various programs, mostly aimed at uplifting the Negro for better education, better job opportunity, a better share of this society. Now, isn't that a worthy commentary on the white man's role?
If the slave master gets rich and richer, he can do better by his servant, his slave. But the slave is now, as I said, stands at the crossroads. He can go for himself And why not the master teach him how to go for himself and provide him with the necessary means to go for himself, and not say keep petting him around his dough with a better suit of clothes?
Let's assume, Mr. Muhammad, that your separation policy comes into effect. You will ask the United States to give you a state large enough to take care of all the Negroes in this land. That would be about one-fifth of the territory.
Well, it's about 22 or more million of
us. And then you would ask the United States for 25 or 30 years, according to your book, The Message to the Black Man, to help operate this for 25 or 30 years.
Not 30.
25.
20 or 25.
And also to give you a land that's fertile and rich in minerals so that the Negro can thrive from the earth.
Yes, sir.
A justifiable living.
Yes, sir.
How would you bring an economic system? How would you get the people to start a new state?
How would we get them to start? I'm asking you to put a start.
You want the government to start the state for you, to build all the buildings and give you the education system, and give you the businesses.
We believe that you are obligated to start for start us off in such state according to your own civilization, or set up for your own civilization. The means that you have to set your own race up as an independent race here today, not what you had for 500 years ago, but what you have today.
Mr. Muhammad, while we're talking about this very unique proposition of yours as expressed in The Message to the Black Man and, of course, in all your philosophy, it's...
Black man and black woman, my microphone is messing up a little bit. I want to let you know that. So we're going to try to get as much as we can played before the devil completely cuts me off. I'm going to replay this clip. I stopped it myself because I told you the feedback and everything in my microphones and stuff. So I'm trying to get that straightened out. But I want you to listen to close to and how the messenger tells you who is going to bring about the separation. Will it be the brothers over in the, on the West Coast? Will it be the sisters on the East Coast? Will it be a combination down in the South? Well, the messenger say God is going to bring it about. So who are we to follow? We know that the messenger is the messenger of God, so I put my apples in his basket. Listen closely to what he says, okay? And listen.
Mr. Muhammad, while we're talking about this very unique proposition of yours as expressed in The Message to the Black Man and, of course, in all your philosophy, it's interesting to note that Abraham Lincoln once proposed or thought that all Negroes, perhaps for their own best interest, should be moved to a separate state. And Garvey, a great leader of the Negroes many, many years ago, proposed that the Negroes have their own state. He was never too successful. And if I remember correctly, the communists in the early 30s, at the height of the Depression, urged that the Negroes be given their own state in an effort to capitalize on their following, I presume. None of these ever came to fruition or were ever successful or ever interested too many Negroes. How do you figure that you today can get Negroes to leave this country of theirs and go elsewhere?
Well, I will not have any power to do, don't have any power to do any more than those teachers that preceded me on the same subject. I myself don't have any power of myself to bring about such change. But God is with me to bring it about. The time is with me.
How has your God, Allah, manifested himself in this presentation?
He have manifested himself in the person of a man and with the knowledge of the end of the history that we has been in service to white people, and the time that we should be separated from them. This knowledge was given by him, and he is the one that is backing it up. It is not me. I don't want you to look at me as nothing but a messenger. That's all I am, just a messenger to tell you what someone said to me. This that I have said to you concerning the separation, it is not, say, contrary to prophecy. The sayings of the prophets concerning a separation of the slave and his master. It is not contrary. But where I comes in that there of asking you if you would like to do something for yourself in admitting this justice from yourself, as this is nothing but justice to give the slave something to go with if you have freedom. That America has never done for us. Our parents was never given anything to cook for self. Now, the time have come that God himself will intervene to separate the so-called Negro or the lost members of their people, the black nation of the earth, from their once slave masters. This is the time, according to the prophetic sayings and writings of prophets, that we must be separated.
Do you see how he said, according to prophetic signs and writings, that we must be? This is the time. And God will bring about the separation, the same as he did with Moses. After Moses got his instruction from God, Moses went back to the people and said, look, we'll be moving out of here tonight. Do this, do that. Get everything in order. Be prepared. We're on our way out. He talks about the Exodus right up under your nose, and you're not even realizing it, right? The separation and how it will be brought about. The same as with God. God got fed up with Pharaoh, right? And Pharaoh was at the prime of his power. You know he was arrogant if he told one of his generals, let me strap on my boots today. He wanted to lead the charge against Moses, right? But he didn't know that God was using Moses to drown him and kill him. And the same thing is going on today. God is using a divine vehicle called Elijah Muhammad to gather his anointed and help to drown modern Pharaoh, which is America. Listen to this. We'll go to the next clip. And this is on purpose and aim. This is short. Listen to this.
Just want to ask you one question along the separation theory before we move on. There are approximately 22 million Negroes in the United States.
Yes.
There's an estimated 100,000 members of these who belong to your sect. Now, how can you expect 100,000 to dominate 22 million who don't feel the same way that you do?
Oh, Mr. Cup, the number doesn't mean anything. We have history dating back that less people than that. Even the people that dominated in the world today, your own race, they was not started with even 100,000. Only 59,000 was used to make your own world. It don't make any difference about the number. It's only the one that believing in it, honest about accomplishing the aim and the purpose.
Uh-oh. You see that? The aim and the purpose. It doesn't matter about who has the most followers. It doesn't matter who speaks the best. It doesn't matter who dresses the best. It's that who he or she who has that God material in them that are sincerely being drawn to the top level so that they can reach for what they yearn for, which is the purpose and aims, which is laid out to us by the messenger. And then our Savior has arrived, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says to us, join up with me on the Decent and Sensible program beginning on page 223 of this book, right? Well, let's go to page 223. We're on page 223. We're going to flip over to 224. What the Muslim believes starts on 223. We're going to flip over to 224 and 225. We'll go to 225 first. Now, I want you to listen to this. I might not get a chance to do 224. So now Muhammad says we believe that the government should do these things, right? They're obligated to not only give us the territory that we need, they're obligated to build the buildings, provide us with the educational things and the financial assistance that we needed because we did it to them under Yaqub. And they had free labor under slavery. So they are obligated by divine to do that to us which we need. Our Exodus is here. Welcome to the true meaning of the separation by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. We go to 225, and this is what Muhammad says. We want our people in America, whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves, to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own, either on this continent or elsewhere. Well, let's go to the dictionary. And let us get the understanding of the word allowed or allow. It's a verb. That means something of action, motion, right? It means to give permission to or for permit, to let have, give as one's share, grant as one's right,
right?
To permit by neglect, oversight, or the like, to admit, acknowledge, concede, to take into consideration as by adding or subtracting or setting apart. Now let's go back and read that again, okay? We want our people in America whose parents and grandparents were descendants from slaves to be allowed, to be permitted to be separated in, right, a separate state or territory of their own, either on this continent or elsewhere. We believe, we who? Elijah Muhammad and his followers, as it teaches us in How to Eat to Live, right? When he says we believe, he puts in parentheticals in bold words. Elijah Muhammad and his followers. So if you don't believe like him, you are not his follower, and he's not your leader. So you cannot be guided by what he is saying, rightly. He says, we believe that our former slave masters are obligated. Did you hear it? Well, the white man going to do this, the white man going to do that. Well, the messenger knew that when he said that. Remember when Moses, God was talking to Moses, and God, look, you're sending me down. This man is not going to listen to what I say. Besides, I stutter. God said, who is it that gives voice to the tongue? All right? Don't worry about what he'll do. Don't worry about if he will do this or that. You go and deliver the message that I gave you to deliver it. And you stand on that message firm. Right? You other brothers and sisters today are getting weak-hearted. But Muhammad says, we believe that our former slave masters, are obligated. Let's go back to the dictionary for a minute. The word obligate, right, means, and it is a verb too, huh? It says, to bind or oblige morally or legally, to pledge, commit, or bind, to meet an obligation, morally or legally bound or constrained, right? Now we go back to what Elijah Muhammad just said, and we can read it like this. We believe that our former slave masters are, what? It says morally or legally bound or constrained for what? To provide such land. And that the area must be fertile and mentally rich, right? Are y'all still with me? Listen closely, black man and black woman. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated, he uses that word again, are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate state, separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we are able to produce and supply our own needs. Since we cannot get along with them in peace and equality, after giving them, here's why they are bound by this, right? In the contract, it shows and states why they are bound to do this. It says, after giving them 400 years of our sweat and blood and receiving in return some of the worst treatment human beings have ever experienced, we believe, here we go with it, we believe again, our contributions to this land and the suffering forced upon us by white America justifies our demand for complete separation in a state or territory of our own. Justifies, and this is why we have judgment. Judgment comes to bring justice. And since America does not want to give you justice, the great herald of justice has come in person to give you justice and to destroy modern Egypt and Pharaoh because they refuse to give you that which is binding in that divinely, legally obligated contract. We had our Exodus, the true meaning of separation by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. Now, some of you say, well, let's go over here and we'll get this land. Well, we need to discuss which part of the country that we're going to buy up and move to. Well, the question was asked to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad about that, about what part of the country he wants. The messenger gives you a great reply. I want you to listen.
If you had your choice of territory in this country, where would you select?
Well, I'm not saying this. I have said time and again, I will not say. Well, I would like to have a room in your house before ever you are willing to give me a room there.
See? How you going to make up plans before the devil even willing to give you something? And he hates you so much, God is going to force his hand. Look at how he does. He gives the Indians back a little bit of their land, right? Puts them on what he calls reservations. They are semi-autonomous, not completely free, because they still fall upon federal laws. They can't do X, Y, and Z if it contradicts federal laws, right? Then he goes, you ask him for land. You ask him for a territory or a state, and he turns a deaf ear, a blind eye, and a stone cold heart to you as you yearn for that which is by nature yours, which is justice, freedom, and equality, right? Then he'll go over here and announce on television, we have just given 500,000 acres to a wildlife preserve to preserve the lives of wolves or to preserve the lives of ox or moose. That shows you where you stand at on the totem pole. You can't get justice for your people in the manner that you're looking at. God is here to give you justice because the unjust judges of the world refuse to give you justice. Therefore, the great executioner of justice is here for you to give you that which you've yearned for. Will you pay close attention? And that's why war is inevitable. And listen closely to what they're saying.
Mr. Muhammad, in your book, you also say that war between the non-whites and the whites is inevitable.
If you will permit me, Mr. Cup, I would like to go back to this separation.
Again. All right.
We often has been misunderstood on this. We know that the prophesy says that we should be returned or will be returned to our own. But I have said here in this book, and almost weekly I'm saying something about it, that if America want to ease their troubles, as this is the trouble that she is confronted with, it is her slave. I don't care what someone might say or may say about the problem, but the problem of America, it is her slave. And the solution has been given. And this is just only a little twist of the solution that I am presenting to America today. That instead of all of this I would say mistreating the poor man, crying out today for more justice and better justice, better recognition. Put him over here in some place. You have a house big enough to do so. Put him over here someplace to himself, regardless to what he say. You know the truth. You know that he should be somewhere to himself, because you will never agree to all that he demands you of. You cannot do so unless you want to become a subject slave yourself, or that you want to get in the same status that your slave is in, to yield to all of his demands. That is trying to respect a once slave as equal. As your equal. You can't do that and keep your respect in the world of civilized nation. But you can, I should say, stop trying to force the ideal in the slave that he is as good, he is as honored, he is as much as the master. This cannot be accepted as truth, even from the master.
Would you deny?
If you will just permit me, I will give you a chance then. By giving him a chance to sit in the house with you and talk with you and your family, or even marry your sons and daughters, that's not yet making him your equal. Or to prepare in your laboratories jobs for him, Fikers, Bill Fikers, to give him a job, keep him at work. That is not making him your equal yet. He's still unequal. And it's a real ignorant thing to say he's my equal because I give him social status with me. This is bad on the white man's part even to offer his slave integration in marriage, intermarriage. It only makes him worse in the eyes of the world. And his intelligence is now has been, lost. And his decency of his society is lost, even by just offering the slave such opportunity. But if he would go and offer his slave a place over here to himself, say, boy, you have allowed me to use this slave. Boy, you has been a good old plowboy for me. Now I'm going to let you plow for yourself. Here's a mule. Here's a plow. I will furnish you plow tools until that you are able to pay for them or make them yourself.
You see the underlying meaning of what all of these threads go through? How Muhammad is telling us about what must go on, what must take place, how it will happen. And he's answering all of the questions that everybody else is talking about today. You see, it's right there. This stuff is right in the lectures. Yet you have passed by this so many times. But we'll go a little further. But before we go a little further, brothers and sisters, please give me about 15 or 20 more minutes of your time, please. Believe me, I want to get up and do some of the things that I need to do too. But my first obligation is to my God, his messenger, the message in my nation. That comes first. And I want you to have a clear and concise understanding of the Exodus. And I want you to have a clear and concise and a deep meaning of what the messenger means by separation. Because if you don't, oh, you lost. And then somebody can come right up to you and tell you something and fool you or trick you. But we go, remember we just read number 4. Of what the Muslims want. We just read that, number 4, point number 4. Now if we go to point number 5, which is short, let us go to point number 5. But before we go to point number 5, let me say this to you. When you offer an alternative to what God has given you, you are saying, you are spitting in the face of God, and you're saying that I can do a better job. That's what the messenger said about all these brothers and sisters. They want to be leaders, and they think that they can do a better job than the messenger with the teachers. So they offer their own thing up. They don't come right out and say it, some of them, but by their actions and by what they try to put up to the people, it shows that they truly don't have 100% faith in the God. They believe that if they can tweak it because they know better, surely I know better than what God wants. Surely I know better than what that man Elijah Muhammad talking about. When you tweak it and twist it, you make it other than the truth. And that is why none of these leaders, none of these people who are striving for separation have been successful. Because they are implementing the messenger's teachings the wrong way and adding what they think. And we don't want what you think. We want what is divine, because that is the only thing that will help us become an independent people today in this time. Number 5, point number 5, listen to what Muhammad says. We want freedom for all believers of Islam now held in federal prisons. We want freedom for all black men and women now under death sentences in innumerable prisons in the North as well as the South. Here we go. Son. We want every black man and woman to have the freedom to accept or reject being separated from the slave master's children and establish a land of their own. Stop right there. So now we have the opportunity. That's why Allah is allowing all this to happen, so that you can either accept the right way or you can reject it and go about your own way. And we already know that your way is a dead-end street. And I mean dead-end literally and figuratively. So Muhammad goes further in the last point of number five. Listen to what he says. We know that the above plan for the solution of the black and white conflict is the best and only answer to the problem between the two people. What? Remember point number four? To be separated, the government help us to be separated because they're obligated. That is the best. Listen to what he says. We know that the above plan for the solution of the black and white conflict is the best and only answer to the problems between the two people. That's the only way. That's the real way of separation, by implementing what the Muslims want and what the Muslims believe. If you do not, you're setting yourself up for failure. Let me go quick, because I know time is flipping by fast. Let me go quick to another clip from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Pay close attention.
You don't think that the white man really thinks of the Negro as boy anymore, that this era has passed so many
years ago? Allow me to use the word, but he still calls them boys in many parts of the country.
You still refuse to acknowledge, though, that the tremendous progress of any number of Negroes in all the arts, in all the political world, in all the sports world, in the entertainment world, in education, these people are not the equal of the whites with their tremendous success?
Well, if he has made progress in the way of civilization for the white man, or in the civilization of the white man, well, why object then to him going doing this for himself? Let him make a way from now for himself.
But don't you feel, Mr. Muhammad, that this success is generated among the Negro youth who look up to these people as idols? And they themselves take a place in the society as successful people, inspired by their own people who have made successes?
Until he learned the truth. When he learned the truth of himself and of those who that he's worshiping, then he will go for himself, as I have the spirit to go for myself. I don't want to be a slave for you. I don't want you to use me as a servant. I want to be my independent self. I want some of this earth for my people like you. You came here and taken it by the knowledge and power of your own fathers from the Indian, and you made a great country out of it. Then you goes back to my country and brings us here to serve you as slave, free labor. For 300 years we have did that for you, willingly or unwillingly. We did so, and our fathers. Now, for 100 years, you say we are free. And 100 years, we are not free. We are so blind, deaf, and dumb, we still look forward to you to make our clothes for us, get the cotton and the wool, go and put it through the mills, and make cloth out of it for us, and we still sitting looking at you do all of this for us.
Mr. Muhammad, if you'll pardon me, I must say that your interpretation of the Negro is far different than mine. You sound more like Governor Wallace when you say the Negro is deaf, dumb, and blind. You don't want to be linked with Governor Wallace as one of the outstanding races.
No, I say that because God himself said it. It's written in the Bible and Quran. Wallace didn't write this.
No, but he announces and enunciates the same principle that you're enunciating.
Well,
the Negro is dumb.
Well,
not
he's saying
to
what God in the Bible say. Well, your Bible say that we are blind, deaf, and dumb, and even dead.
Well, many people certainly will disagree with anything that the Wallace
Well, they disagree with God in the prophets then.
Only in your Bible, not in any other Bible.
It's in your Bible.
That the Negro is dumb and
I
blind.
I got mine from you.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad is sharp as again tonight. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, I'm trying to get a few more of these clips in, and then I'm going to close and do Deuteronomy, okay, so that we can get an understanding. But I want you to pay close attention to this next clip by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Pay close attention.
Mr. Muhammad, I know you want to say a few more words before on separation before we go into another subject.
Mr. Cupp, I'm very anxious to finish what we started with. on the separation. It is very nice and good for America to prepare educationally her slave that she once had in servitude. The education that we have acquired from white America, it will help us to begin for self anywhere on this earth that we may prefer to go or stay. If we are to stay here with you, we must stay in a separate part of America with you. And the education is still accepted. We need all the education, I must stop and say that we can of good education to help us to go for South. And as far as our reaction to what we have acquired in the way of education, it doesn't mean that we should now be satisfied to remain with you just because that we has now acquired more respect of self in the way of education and can do more better service for you than we has in the past. The thing of it is, since we have acquired enough to make a step out of the house of bondage where that our fathers was enslaved or put in bondage, we should now go, and you should help us to go and provide the necessary means for us to continue going in the way of self. This would also give you a great and a good name. The slave sent his, slave master sent his slave off with the provision to keep going for himself. We need modern tools now. We don't need to apply a mule. We need a tractor. And we need the land safely that will provide a living and the necessity of life otherwise, such as buildings and other machineries. We want that we can go into as you have went into it, and pull out of her treasures the necessary means for us to build a nation for ourselves.
But is this consistent, Mr. Muhammad, with your position? You were saying about the Negro doing things for himself. Then you say the government must turn around and give him all this territory and operate it for him for 20 years.
The government is obligated. We have given her 400 years. And now we want to go for ourselves. How are we to get if the slave master is not willing to provide the means for us to go free for ourselves?
See, some of you can't get that in your head. You cannot get that in your head. Regardless of how many times you hear what the messenger says, you cannot get that in your head when it's right there for you to understand, right? But that goes hand in hand with what Brother Minister John, was 27th Temple Minister and West Coast Regional Minister, was telling you about the real freedom of the Honorable what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about real freedom, okay? So I want you to pay close. I played this clip, but I'm going to play it again, okay? Because I want you to pay close attention and see how this goes hand in hand with what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is teaching us a religion that guarantees, can't say promises, a religion that guarantees freedom, justice, and equality to those who accept it. You can't beat that. That's what everybody seeks. Freedom, justice, and equality. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not teaching us phrases and slogans that we don't know the meaning of. He's teaching us exactly what he means when he says freedom. You and I have been hollering about, out in the streets hollering, freedom, freedom, and weren't trying to get free. Freedom to do what? To integrate with the man who's got us a slave. What kind of freedom is that? We didn't know what we were talking about. Talking about justice. What is justice? Put some Negro judges on the bench. So what, so they can impress white folks and give you twice as much time? Honorable Elijah Muhammad says we want freedom. He's got it on the back of every issue of Muhammad Speaks newspaper. What the Muslims want. We want freedom. We want a full and complete freedom. Your complete freedom is, that's not letting you out of solitaire and let you walk around the Kaaba. That means out altogether. No more warden, no more jailers, no more nobody looking over you, you free. Doesn't mean having a free city inside of the white man's state, controlled by the white man's state. Like these people talking about Freedom City here and in Boston and Harlem is going to break away and all that, but still be under the New York state laws and all that. That ain't freedom.
Did you hear that? That's what a lot of the Muslims are calling for. Let's get this land over here, and we'll have our own city. But that's not a full and complete freedom. That's not what Muhammad is talking about on separation. That's not what he is teaching you. He says not that we get out of solitaire and walk around on the compound. We want out altogether. He's talking about an exodus, the true meaning of separation by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. You understand? I know the time is at hand, brothers and sisters on the show or whatever, but listen closely. Let me go towards Deuteronomy, and I want to read some stuff, and I might have to stop a little bit. That's why I stopped playing the clips for a minute, because I might have to break something down for you, because we're talking about an exodus. We're talking about a separation. We're talking about a land of our own. We're talking about the destruction of our oppressors and opponents, right? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in the Bible teaches us in Deuteronomy. I think it's the first part is chapter 7, verses 6 and 9. Yeah, listen. Verses 6 through 9. He says, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, have the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you," listen, "out, not in, out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandment to 1,000 generations." Now, brothers and sisters, with that being said, it's not that you're so great that God loves you. It's because he had a covenant, an agreement. And because you are the apple of his eye, he loves you, and he want to make the world know that he can take nothing of people who have considered nothing and fashion and mold them and make them the greatest to ever walk earth. But this will be done outside the land of bondage, according to Deuteronomy, according to Leviticus, according to Numbers, according to all of the five books, of what they say are the books of Moses, right? Excuse me. We go further in this. From 14 to 21, listen what what Deuteronomy says. "Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them." See, some of you have pity who are believers on what's happening to the hypocrites and the disbelievers. You're having that pity. But the book says you are not to have any pity on them. Why? Because they had an equal chance and even a greater chance of knowing and accepting the truth, but refused and rejected it because they had become arrogant and hard-hearted and they had fallen in love with Pharaoh of today. Right? It says, "Neither shalt thou serve their gods, for they will be a snare unto thee. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?" This is what a lot of you Muslims are saying. The devil ain't going to give us nothing. If we don't do this, We're going to be overcome by the devil. He's shooting us down. He's doing this. He's doing that. The book says, if thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? The book goes back and says, thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. See, this is your reminder. And he goes further and says, the great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs, and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. See, you were brought out by God. Not by brother such and such, or sister so, by God. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among them until they are left and hide themselves from thee, be destroyed. Listen to this part. Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and a terrible. Isn't that something? God is saying, don't be afraid of what you see before you. All of this was prophesied to come during the Exodus phase of our being here in America. And because these things are to happen, this will bring about true separation in a land which is our own. Where's the... let me get the theology of time real quick, okay? So, 206, I believe it is, page 206. Bear with me, brothers and sisters. This is live on the air. All right? Not 206, excuse me. I'm trying to get to you, brothers and sisters. Give me a second, okay? I'm reaching over books and closing books as the thing come to my head. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us these things, and we have got to listen to what he said. It is 206. Listen to what he says. He says, I want to see heaven given to you. See, we got that word given, too, meaning convey, right? Given means convey or transfer of ownership, right? Well, let's see what this dictionary.com has to say. It says, it's an adjective, bestowed as a gift, conferred, assigned as a basis of calculation, reasoning, mathematics, known or independently determined, executed and delivered as of the date shown, an established fact, condition, or factor. But we go to the other one, bestowed as a gift, conferred to. Now, knowing that definition, this is what the messenger says. I want to see heaven conferred to or bestowed upon you, right? Divinely. He didn't say by this person over here. He says divinely, meaning he wanted to come from God because he knows that God is perfect and you are imperfect right now. He says the prophets prophesied that you would receive this from God in the judgment. We're in that judgment, and we're about to get heaven bestowed upon us in our own territory, in our own land, because we are nearing the Exodus. And we are learning the true meaning of separation by Messenger Elijah Muhammad. And he says, the prophets prophesied that you would receive this from God in the judgment. You would be given, conferred, conveyed, bestowed a land for yourself. That's what he says, right? So we're going to be taken out of America, the Exodus. America is going to be destroyed. We're going to be given ownership of a new land under new laws, new principles, new ideas, and a new God, which means that this would be a new world order under divineness, right? I hope y'all are understanding. I wanted to go further, black man and black woman, but I know that time is limited, and I know your patience is also. But I love you more than life could ever explain, because I love my God. And ever since I found Elijah Muhammad, I found what I've been looking for. I love you all. As we go out, we come back in on the next show with more power, more truth, and more enlightenment of Scripture and the teachings. Assalamu alaikum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the roads we take.